Joey Ray's a bakery food shop. Get yourself a pickle. Get yourself a boot. Joey Ray's a bakery food shop.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 28 of the Pickle and Boot Shop.
I'm your host, Joe Yerke, Roofer.
Joe Yerke. And my beautiful co-host, Greasy Groper.
And I'm a policeman. Did we just said that last
time? Yeah, what's up with you becoming a cop?
Yeah, police work is hard this week.
You've designed you've put together a weapon of mass destruction, mm-hmm. and now you're a cop.
I'm a cop. I am a police sergeant. One of the people that I have to supervise called out saying they had a migraine. And because I'm a policeman, I know how to diagnose a migraine. She didn't have a migraine. It's a headache. And I was like, you need to take something and go to work. But she did not. So now, probably she's going to get fired from the force.
Man. That's something.
What's up? How are things in your world?
Personally, things are amazing. Employment-wise, things have gotten crazy in our little neck of the woods. We've had some big stuff that almost like newsworthy that have happened lately, just some craziness,
yeah.
And so that's fun. That's why I'm in the roofing business, because all that stuff is interesting and fun to deal with. And then personally, things are going fantastic. It's a stretch that I'm away from Heidi, so I'm in Royal Oak and not in Ortonville.
Yeah,
and so I'm just. Like Heidi and I are just, we're perfect for each other. And so I miss her a ton. And yeah. It's weighing on me that, like, what I've been looking for my whole life, and I have to leave her for periods of time, you know, because of my living situation. So
how far hopefully are that'll you become, apart?
We're about 40 minutes.
Okay.
But so like 50%. So basically when I have my kids, Ella's 20, but she, just to make things simple on her own life, she continues to like live by the like divorce decree.
Uh-huh.
And then my youngest is 17. She's a senior. And so she still has school in Royal Oak.
And she also, I listened back to our episode from last week. So she is also doing the corn killator. Both your kids and Heidi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ella,
I'm glad
Mia,
you listened to that.
And Heidi. I listen really well. Joe, I don't mm-hmm. know if you know this. Hey, can I tell you something about myself? Yeah. And this is a humble brag. I have a fifth sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not okay. A lot of people don't believe in this. Like, they're like, no, right. Nobody has five senses, but I do. It's like I right. feel a change in temperature inside right. of my head. It's like this, you know, these things, these little flappy things you put earrings on?
Yeah.
Ears.
So lobes.
Yeah. I can detect it with those. I call it listening.
Wow.
Yeah. And I do that.
You don't do it too well.
No, yeah. I always. I'm a great listener of ladies.
Because what was bizarre to me was I listened to the episode when the cornculator first was brought up.
Right.
And we had a lengthy conversation about Heidi. If me and Heidi don't work out, you're going to snatch her up. There was lots of Joe, Heidi, Reese, and Corn talk.
Uh-huh.
And then last week you followed it up by thinking it was Ella.
No, I didn't. I just knew that they both were, right? I'm not, Joe, have you ever seen a tree?
No. What's that?
It's like I don't know what it is. It's like a plant that's real big. And it has like branches, like a jellyfish's legs.
I can't believe people are listening to this garbage
right now.
You could
step out. Sometimes people step out on a branch, and it's dangerous. Well, what I'm saying is I'm not stepping out on one. I'm a good listener, Joe.
Yeah.
Can I sum it up by just saying, let's forget about what happened last week and just let's just focus on the great parts of our friendship, which are
sending each other pictures of our Gucci's.
We send each other pictures of our Gucci's.
Gucci pics.
Sometimes I send you broken Flavor Flav Funko Pops.
Yeah. Damaged box. Just damaged box. He wasn't broken.
Well, that's good. That's all I got. That's our whole friendship right there. Gucci pics, damaged box Flavor Flav.
And crummy podcast.
Crummy podcast. Guys,
you know what?
A lot of friendships are built on less.
I'm in for a penny, I'm in for a pound.
Like Winston Churchill and Joseph Stalin, like their friendship was based on the fact that they were saving the world from the Nazis. Less, okay? Very much less than what Joe and I have. And that lasted a long time.
Yeah.
They're bosom buddies in heaven.
Yeah. Which one's Tom Hanks?
I think it's Joseph Stalin based on the hair.
Okay.
And the other guy, he's Winston Churchill. He might be FDR. FDR is like the gay neighbor that comes around who has
poor women. I think that's Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's Eleanor. She's the gay neighbor whose husband has polio.
We laugh.
Okay.
When are the diseases and disasters of today going to be tomorrow's punchlines?
Oh, man, I think on this podcast, like a couple minutes later, we're just like.
Well, an update on the Cornculator.
Oh, okay.
2024. Heidi is up to 12 ears of corn.
Jeez, dude, that is a huge jump.
Yeah, she's up to 12 ears of corn.
When last I listened.
Last week she was at 4.
What are you been doing?
To 12. She's been eating corn.
Did you just buy a bushel? You looking around?
She does. She buys like the 4-packs. And then she'll eat a couple every day. Here's the deal. Yesterday or 2 days ago, she's like, I have the biggest stomach ache. I think it's eating all the corn. I was like, you got to Metamucil that crap. You got to get, poop out like a giant payday.
Oh my God. I can't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like when you're on 12 ears of corn, that's not some kernels in your poop. That is some poop within kernels.
Oh my God.
It's gotta look like a payday. You got. I mean, am I wrong?
No. I can't, man. Joe.
Yeah, so she was hurting. She was hurting yesterday. And so I told her to drink Metamucil because she's probably got nothing in there, just kernels. And so she needs something to bind the kernels together and then get it all out of her.
Well, maybe just slow it down a little bit because that's a lot of fiber you're adding away. I think maybe two corn cobs a day. Kind of limit it a week. Yeah. No, I think it's probably fine. You know what you guys need to do? Have you ever gone on a road trip to Indiana in July? Yeah. Get on down there. There's going to be some corn. There's going to be some roadside stands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can clean
up. I mean, I'm sure every state has that, yeah, right?
No, Indiana does, man. That's like, they love two things, basketball and eating corn.
Because I would say Michigan is that too.
And like huff and paint. If you're going to add three things, huff and paint.
Making meth.
Okay, four things. That's your friend Kyle down there. Okay,
making meth, number one. Eating corn, number two.
Basketball, number three.
Yeah.
Four, huff and paint. Are the Pacers still in the playoffs? I think they are.
Are the Pacers still a team?
No, man. I think they advanced to round two with the...
I thought the Malice at the Palace ended the Pacers franchise.
I'm looking right now, sir.
Like, I don't even think Indianapolis has a basketball team anymore. I think they became the Toronto Raptors. Oh. Milwaukee.
3-2, whoever wins tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern time will advance.
See, I'm stoked for the Boston Bruins to beat the Maple Leafs.
That's
what I'm paying attention to.
What about I don't know. Do I have a team in the NHL playoffs?
You'd probably be closest to like the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, look at that. I do. It's the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh. Yeah, they're doing all right. I picked them to go far.
They're going to go all the way.
And they were actually underdog to the Jets, but they've been beating the Jets.
Winnipeg, they beat them.
Yeah.
They advanced, sir.
Yeah. Oh, it's actually over?
Yeah. That part is over. Winnipeg. Okay. Keep your giant mall. We'll take the Stanley Cup. Winnipeg has one too. That's all the Canadians do. They go in the mall because it's all they can do to fight off the Great White North.
You ain't wrong.
No.
Because like Minnesota has the Mall of America. Edmonton has some giant mall too. I didn't know Winnipeg did.
Yeah. I think the Edmonton one is the biggest.
It's yeah, like I do too.
Where the Oilers practice, you go and do it. There's like a skating rink around the skating rink.
Yeah, it's something like that.
It's like, they're just like, what else can we do? Let's light some logs on fire. Make some maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Is that what they do?
Venison Slurpees.
You know, I heard something crazy. Do you remember Bob and Doug McKenzie, the Great White North?
Yeah. Rick Moranis.
Yeah, yeah. So they...
And the other guy.
What is that guy's name? We're going to have to look it up. The other guy and Rick Moranis. So they created that as a, like, when... So SCTV was in Toronto, and they made some... So, you know, the Canadians, in their art, they get, like... like free money from the government for being Canadian and making rock and whatever they do. Did you ever hang out with Canadian bands?
No.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we get a $2,000 check a month just for playing music. Like,
what?
Yeah. Hawk Nelson. Like, once we played with them and we're just like, man, you guys are so good. And they're just like, yeah, whatever. And they started talking about Canadian stuff and they're like, yeah, we get a check from the government. Because
as
when
a band or each one,
they got a, like, there is your taxpayer dollars in Canada not only go to free health care, but you pay for art. So you pay for like Avril Lavigne to make rock. She probably gets $2,000 too. But these other guys, they were like, I mean, that was more than we made in Fiber and Frenzy. They were making that just to be in a band in Canada. And then the Canadians, they have some sort of law that said, like, on their radio, like I think 20% of the artists that they play and on Canadian TV, it has to be produced in Canada. So that's what I was saying. So Bob and Doug McKenzie, that whole sketch was them kind of going off of that. They had, there was like something that said, like when you made Canadian programming, it had to promote Canadian culture to a certain extent. So they were like, well, let's make a sketch, because they were getting talked to at SCTV. So they're like, let's make a sketch that's just like over the top Canadian culture. So they made Bob and Doug McKenzie, which is just like totally making fun of Canadians.
Yeah.
But it became so popular that they ended up getting like medals for it, like from the prime minister, because they did so much to further Canada.
Did you ever see Strange Brew?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
I haven't even thought of that movie in 25 years.
Yeah. Do you know that it's Hamlet? Did you know that? It's Shakespeare. Like, yes. They're like Rosencrantz and Guilderstein. They're two minor characters from Hamlet. They represent it. Whoever wrote it is freaking genius. They're just like, I got to make this into a movie. Okay. And they made Hamlet. It's so crazy.
I gotta read about that. Because wasn't
yes.
it? They were trying to get free beer because they were trying to get dead to like mouse. Labatt's or Molson by saying they had a dead mouse in one of their beer bottles.
It's Elsinore Brewery. So Elsinore is like the castle in Hamlet. And so, you know, like there's this, I don't know, like a famous line, like something about the when something wood returns to Elsinore. Jeez, I do not sound very smart right now. Anyway, it's him.
That's okay.
It's, yeah.
Wow.
The uncle kills his brother to marry the sister-in-law, and then Hamlet has to avenge this guy.
I am zero familiar. I think I know a little of Romeo and Juliet.
Hamlet is far better. It's like a version with, I think, Mel Gibson.
I think you're right.
It's really good. Really, really good.
Oh, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
I'll have to look it up.
Look it up.
Guess what I've gotten better at?
Telling jokes about poop.
payday corn poops.
Golf.
Been taking my lessons.
Uh-huh.
And I went to play the other day with two buddies of mine, and I'm like, okay, I've been taking lessons, but I'm still not confident. I set up first tee, first hole. Wind up with my driver, drill the ball about 15 feet.
Good job.
Stumble my way through the first hole, set up on the second tee box, hit the ball about 13 feet. Stumble my way through that, set up on the third hole, and my buddy goes, hey, I know you're taking lessons, so like I don't want to ruin what your instructor told you to do. He goes, but how about you move the ball up about 4 inches from where you set up? And so I was okay. What's that?
Like in the women's tee box? Is that what he's telling you?
Well, like the way that I set up, I have my ball on my tee just inside my front foot.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, have it so, he's like, just move it up 4 inches. So basically where it is now. And I was like, there's no way, man. I was like, this feels so uncomfortable. This feels like the ball is way too far forward. I cranked that thing the farthest I've ever hit
really?
A ball ever. And so I'm like, okay, that, you know, was it just like a one and done, like a one hit wonder? And then I get to like the fourth tee box. Boom, I crank that thing off. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. So now I'm all stoked.
Yeah.
So I ended up playing a pretty good round of golf. We just played 9 on Monday. And then on Tuesday, I just went and hit a bucket of balls. Well, as the day was going on where I was playing golf on Monday, so my buddy Ivy, he told me he was one who gave me that tip about moving the ball up.
Is he not a coach or anything? He's just your bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my other buddy, John, he was like, yeah, like he's like, when you rotate, he's like, and you rotate, he goes, I was always told that at the end of your day of golf, your jaw should hurt because on your backswing, your shoulder should be hitting your jaw on the one side. And then as you come through, your other shoulder should be hitting your jaw on the other side.
Okay.
So I was like, it kind of went in my head and just kind of stayed there. And then when I was at the golfing range the next day, I'm putting my ball where Ivy told me to put it. I'm dinging it. And as I start getting more comfortable swinging like that, I start doing the rotation. And in my backswing, I'm touching my chin with my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And then as I'm coming through, well, when I started doing that, it made it so my biggest like mental hurdle is I couldn't get all my weight going forward. I would do this like baseball swing and I would have my energy almost going backwards, like falling away from the ball.
Okay.
Well, when you do this rotation thing, you can't help but go forward. And then all of a sudden, not only am I dinging it, but I'm hitting it like three times farther.
Really?
It was
like
awesome,
more than
man.
You were before?
More. Oh my
Dude,
gosh.
Wow.
It's made it so I'm like so happy and so excited. Like I'm just thinking like, man, when's the next time I could go out? When's the next time I can go hit a bucket of balls? I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Maybe this weekend. This is my birthday weekend, so maybe Heidi and I will go hit a bucket of balls or something.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So that's the old catch up. That's the old catch up with the old jerky.
I'm in a golf themed band.
Yeah.
I don't like golf.
Yeah.
We should trade. I'll make meth and play guitar in your band and you sing in my band.
Yeah.
So
I tell
you
what, man, I'm definitely eating my words more and more every day. Like I said, like when I got back into golf 2 years ago, I was like, I'll get into it to just screw around. But like now, like each and every day, it's like in school when a subject finally clicks with you.
Yeah.
Like it's clicking with me and the mechanics. Now, whether my 46-year-old body can do it is yet to be seen.
Well, you're having fun. You're in it
That's
further
just
than
it,
you
man.
Ever have.
I'm having fun. I'm like just seeing it different, feeling it different. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Been a lot of fun.
That's
and it's something
so
that it's like on a day off rather than just sitting, you know, I mean, I could play Fortnite all day, but to like get out of the house and like go play nine or hit a bucket of balls, you know, that's, I like that more than just playing video games all day long.
Yeah. Or masturbating. You got to give it a break.
Well, don't push it.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't push it.
Definitely
better than video games.
Hey, buddy, I was wondering if you had any crazy vacation stories.
Well, we only have like 5 minutes left.
Is that a good? Does it?
No, you're terrible at that. You had asked me a couple
transition?
Of months ago.
What?
We were a couple of months ago. You were like, you know, you were going on vacation to Denver, and you were like, "Hey, how about a topic? Is crazy vacation stories?" So I wrote down a few of them.
Oh yeah.
But should we do them here? Or should we do them on the paid? Because we're already at a half hour.
Yeah. Well, not quite. We
it's
have
almost
to do
10.
Four more minutes. Four
yeah,
more
it's
hours.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
It is?
Yeah.
9:40.
Yeah.
Did you find the missing two nips of the apocalypse? That's another question I have for you.
I have not yet. I'm terrible.
What?
It's like, I'm terrible at going in and remembering. Like, I haven't done the pupa thing. I haven't done.
You keep going to the liquor store, and you're just like,
oh, well, the one that I need to go to. The one that I need to go to that has more nips than any store I've ever seen. I rarely go to because it's on the other side of town, but I'll have to stop in there, get all the stuff, and then we can do. And I say this every week, so I'm just repeating
myself.
Set a
reminder on your phone. Let's do it.
I will try.
We got to come up with the two nips because we're nixing the Malibu coconut, which is right. Yeah. Here. Should I drink it right now?
Why not?
Attempted.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Just get a hangover, dude.
Just put it in a sippy cup for your kids.
Not even opening.
That's about all that's good for. It's so sweet.
Oh, God. Bless the Lord, that's nasty. Oh, it tastes
Nasty. If you pour it in like a Sprite, it's really good. But to just drink it straight like you're doing.
You know, like when you go to Mexico and you take a taxi and you're like, what smells like coconut? And you're like, that guy that died in the seat that you're sitting in, it tastes like that seat.
It tastes like that Burroughs saddle.
It tastes like Panama Jack. You know, the suntan lotion? That's what his socks taste like. His all bad. So what
it,
we have
it doesn't
left,
taste
though.
Bad.
No, it tastes
like Malibu
bad.
is really good, but you're drinking it straight.
I don't think it does. It tastes like suntan lotion.
Yeah, you gotta mix it.
I don't want to. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm rethinking my life.
You're like, I'm gonna become a concrete guy. I'm gonna quit this nursing industry. I'm gonna get into concrete work. Hey, that's where the real money is.
So we don't talk about that anymore. I'm a policeman. Okay. We can't talk about the other thing.
Right.
I do police work.
Right.
So the five remaining ones, guys, Fireball.
Oh, let me write these down.
I sent it to you, and we talk about this four times a week.
Southern Comfort. I'm doing this for the listeners.
Oh, you
Sambuca.
Are? It's called Sambuca. Rumplemints. Peppermint Rumpelman. Schnapps. And number five.
Jägermeister. Okay. And then I'm coming up with the other two.
Yeah. This really would have rounded things out, though, because it is nasty. It tastes like dirty. It tastes like a dirty, dirty man.
No, it doesn't.
Like if a
that
man
is like,
came,
that is like the liquor that 15-year-old girls love drinking.
I think it's the liquor that guys that touch 15-year-old girls love drinking.
Ooh. Yeah,
this is like
you're kind of right. That
Uncle Touchy
like
smells like this.
Some creepy like 22-year-old guy. Some creepy 22-year-old guy's like, hey, ladies, I got the Malibu.
62-year-old guy.
I won't tell your parents.
Come on down to see my basement.
Hey, welcome to Phi Kappa Kappa fraternity. Girls, can you drive? Hey, we got some Malibu. That's what I think of.
It's a good
same with Moscato. Like Moscato wine. It's like so sweet. That's what I think, too, is like kids drink it.
I think people are like, first of all, they're shocked. When they first hear about it, they're like, no, I'm not drinking Mosquito. They drink me. And then they're like, no. It's another language. Moscato. It means nasty wine. And they're like,
it means extremely sweet wine.
I'll have some. Let's try it. As long as it's not Mosquito.
I want a Mosquito puree. I hear it's great for the skin and fingernails.
I'm in. What else, Joe?
I don't know. We're done.
You're
going to
find them missing, too. No, we're not. We got to thank patronizers. Thanks, patronizers. Was I ready?
Yeah, you did one shot of Malibu rum, and
I
now
feel weird.
You're Jackie the Joke Man.
I'm so funny right now. So, real funny. Yeah. You need
real
to know.
Funny. Real funny, Reese. How many times have people said that to you?
Oh, man.
At real funny, Reese.
82,000. Do you want to hear? Should we thank the patronizers?
Yes.
I don't even know the order these people are going in, though.
Can't you click on something that does it in alphabetical?
246. We have 246. Hey, there's a free tier? I think Daniel Rock is letting people in the back door. A lot of free people.
There's a lot of jokes there.
A lot of free people. Apparently, there's a free tier. Had we known. I don't even know where we stopped thanking people.
Is the free tier for like people who've been on with us so they can listen?
I don't
to,
know.
Like, their episode or no?
I don't know. Jason Ingersoll, current tier, free. Mark Jones, current tier, free.
Oh, man. He's totally bamboozling us. Daniel Rock.
Boltman. Yeah, there's a lot of... You want to hear the other freebie guys?
Yeah. Let's expose them.
Dave Hilling. Icing in my car. Andrew Freezy. Justin Jones. Ryan Reed. Anthony. Caleb
Anthony
the Spy.
Kiedis. Anthony
William
Kiedis.
Craig. Jessica DeLong? We know Jessica. Shauna Walker. Paul Truax. Maybe they aren't free. Maybe they just paid enough and he's like, yeah, you're fine. Todd Box, James the Technocrat. There's a lot, dude.
Maybe it means they're free. Like they stopped paying and they don't listen to us anymore. Like they're free. They're free of us.
Oh, there is a one for join date. That's where we have to start talking about it. They're free of us? Maybe.
Like they've gone pickle and boot shop free.
Oh, Jason Ingersoll is our newest member. April 30th, 2024. He's current tier free.
Wow.
Mark Jones, current tier free. I don't know. We should pay more attention to this, is what I'm learning.
I'm thinking Daniel Rock does so much for us that if he slides a few people into the free tier...
That is absolutely true. Good job, Daniel.
Yeah. Way to work around the system.
Yeah.
Way to backdoor us, Daniel.
Way to backdoor us, buddy. I don't know. I mean...
We're done.
We are. You've been done for like 5 minutes, show.
Yeah.
You're going to miss me.
I'm just I'm the guy who's really protective of my sleep because I get up at like 4:30.
You know what?
I have this like hard line that it's like, okay, 10 o'clock, man, I got to be, because that's like 6 hours of sleep.
Oh, geez. Do you know what a dentist's favorite time is?
2:30. Is your dentist named Perry O'Donnell?
I wish. I really wish it.
So Heidi's the manager of a dental office, and she's heard like every dentist joke you could think of.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the shower one day, and it just hits me like, oh, it'd be funny if there was a dentist named Perry O'Donnell. And so I called her, and I was like, hello, I'd like to set up an appointment with Dr. Perry O'Donnell. And she thought it was funny. And I was like, how many times you heard that? And she was like, I haven't. That's a new one. So I thought of a new Dennis joke.
Really, Joe? This is your foot in the door for writing jokes for like the president. You've hit that level. They're like, Joe Biden's going to be like, hold on. I found a new joke writer. It's my, we're both named Joe.
Hey, I'm smarter than all of you. I got 9 degrees.
Guys, we can do better. I got a new joke writer here.
I graduated at the top of my class. I have 9 degrees from Harvard.
I'm Joe.
Joe, you didn't go to Harvard. You didn't even graduate. Yeah, but I'm smarter than all of you.
All right, dude. That's your next job after roofer.
Great.
Joe Biden joke writer.
Yeah, I think he writes his own. No, I think he does quite fine. Just trying to be serious, I think he does all right.
He does. Do you know that John Lovitz, the Saturday Night Live guy, I think he wrote for, did he write for Clinton? I think he wrote for George H.W. Bush. He was a joke writer.
I know we hate getting political.
You're trying to get away, aren't you?
No, but aren't you just really, really, really sick of the fact that these are the two people that we have to vote for?
Yes.
I mean, there's also RFK, but
no, even that guy, I'm just like, come on.
But
yes.
I feel like at any point that across all televisions, it's going to go just kidding. These are the two people.
Yeah.
And we're just getting closer and closer. And these are the people that we have. This is who we have to deal with.
It sucks so bad. Hey, it sucks. And even if there's a third person, even if that third person is amazing, you know they're not going to win, and you're just hurting the next guy. Why is it like this? I hate it.
I don't know. I know. I absolutely hate it. I don't understand why. I like to vote Republican, but I don't want to vote Trump. I want somebody else. I want my vote to go to somebody else. And it's the primaries and all that. Everything was already set. These are the two people.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, man.
As a liberal, I don't think anybody's really like, Joe Biden is awesome. They're just like, well, Trump sucks.
Right. He's better than Trump. So that's who
exactly.
I'll vote for on the liberal
yes.
side.
Yes. Yes.
And and then on the Republican side, I mean, I'm not the only one. I've talked to tons of people in my life, and my circle of friends are just like, man alive, I don't, this is not where I want my vote to go. But
right.
yet, it drives me insane.
It sucks so bad.
Yeah. Because it's this November, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it just
it sucks because you grow up your whole life being like, democracy is great. And you get, they pass things and that it's for the people. And you're like, what people are being represented with these two dudes?
Yeah, I agree.
Poor portion of the country are these guys serving? Or Congress, who are these people serving? What are we doing? Yeah. This is not democracy.
Our listeners have heard me say this before, because I say it amongst all statistics, in anything that I deal with, I always think that it's 10-80-10.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10% crazy on one end, 10% crazy on the other end. And then there's the 80% in the middle that I don't think is as far divided as people think.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. I think the 10% on both sides got their candidates. And then the 80% rest of the country that's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
But that's who we have to vote for.
Yes. It is a broken system. And it's broken, but not enough that we are gonna fix it. It's broken enough that we're gonna complain.
Yeah. Because the people who are in the position to fix it are the people who are also in the position to get those positions. And so as we've seen with shows like Veep and House of Cards and things like that, the people who can change it, it's almost like they get power hungry.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm finally in a position where I can change it. But if I change it, then I'm changing my position and the power that I hold.
Yeah.
It's like you need like a punk rock politician to just come in and just be like, you know, and that's, I mean, you might not believe it, but I think like that was kind of the allure in the beginning with Donald Trump, is like he wasn't a politician.
Well, I believe
so
that.
Like you,
or
you
at
know,
least
you have a,
like, that's what he was coming. Selling. Yeah, no, I think he's counter to politics. Like he's not beholden to Washington.
Yeah.
I see that.
And it's
that
like
allure.
I want somebody else like that again.
Yeah, but somebody
just
who's,
without all the buffoonery.
Who's yes. Yes. Somebody who cares.
Yeah. And about, just somebody who's like punk rock. You know, you read the stories of like Jimmy Carter, you know, Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, and you know, like why can't a roofer? Why can't, you know, a normal person become president, do what they need to do, and then go back to their old life? You know, it's just you just have these career people. I don't know. I'm just kind of going off on a tangent right now.
That's a good tangent. It's something to think about.
Just tired of it. I'm tired of just this is the garbage that we have to deal with.
All right, Joe, it's 9:57. You got 3 minutes to go to bed.
All right. All right, guys.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right, see you.
Piece of pizza. Squids. Squids.